For today's scripture, we will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 16 to 17. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf.
We have some highlights of Mennonite World Conference, but it's okay if we can't see it today. But this is World Communion Sunday, and I think it's powerful that we don't celebrate communion alone this morning, but that churches all around the world partake in communion. One of the highlights for me at Mennonite World Conference on Friday of that week was when we all took communion together. And just looking around and seeing people from all over the world and thinking about how each person, depending on what country they came from, probably had their own kind of bread that they were used to eating with, and maybe a certain kind of grape juice. And all of the different cultures represented, and yet there we all were taking communion together. And so I'm glad that Whitmer Heights can participate in World Communion Sunday this morning. To start off, I invite everybody to take a deep breath in and breathe in with your nose. Any observations? What's that? Yes. Smells like bread. One of the things that our worship team has been thinking about together is how we are incorporating all of the senses into our worship service. We often focus on the sense of hearing and seeing, but we are also trying to incorporate the sense more of touch and smell into our worship service as well. So this morning we taste and see and smell that the Lord is good. This is still near the beginning of the school year, and I know for myself at the beginning of the school year, I would always look at the syllabus right away. And one of the first things that I would look for was that subheading under points, participation and discussion, worth 1/10 of your grade, maybe. But I always liked to see participation and discussion because it was usually 10 points that I could bank on getting. Now, I realize that as someone that leans a little bit more extroverted, and I often process verbally when I'm thinking out loud, participation discussion, I don't mind that. It's okay. In fact, I kind of liked it in the syllabus. But I'm also aware that there's maybe some people in this room who, when they scan the syllabus, they see that dreaded subheading, and then they hold their breath for what percentage of the final grade it will be. Some of us may be a little more shy and self-conscious. And when others in the room are quick to speak up and participate and share, you're still trying to get the response formulated in your head. And by the time you had the response formulated, they're on to another topic. Am I describing anybody right now? We all come with different ways of processing our thoughts and our mind. Some of us get energized by participation and sharing, and others of us might feel a little bit intimidated by it. This morning, we have a text that talks about sharing and participating. It's a text out of 1 Corinthians. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a sharing in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Christ? And in some translations, they have the word participating. I want to invite us to think about what the word sharing and participating might mean for us, especially on this Communion Sunday. Sharing in this text is, in the Greek, the word is koinonia. Anybody familiar with that word? Have heard of the word koinonia? When I hear the word koinonia, the first thing I think of is the farm, I believe, down in Georgia, Koinonia Farms. It's, I believe it's an intentional community that, they're connected to a peanut farm, I think. I need to do my research on it, though. Koinonia is the Greek word for sharing. And we talk about, sometimes churches where we use the word koinonia groups, which means small sharing groups, small group. Koinonia encaptures language of community, of fellowship, of sharing together. Luke in the Gospels says of early Christians, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and koinonia, meaning they continued in the apostles' teaching and in the sharing and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayer in Acts 2:42. And Paul uses koinonia to speak of the fellowship that Christians enjoy with Christ, saying, God is faithful through whom you were called into the koinonia. We have been called into the sharing fellowship. I think it's an appropriate word in this text this morning. Because part of what it says is that God is not a far-off, distant God that it's hard, that seems very distant or far away. The use of the word koinonia, fellowship, sharing, is not just a parallel for our community of fellowship, our communion family, but it's also that fellowship and sharing and participation with God through Jesus Christ. God is faithful, through whom we were called into the koinonia, the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. That's in 1 Corinthians 1, chapter 9. I'll say that again. God is faithful, through whom you were called into the koinonia of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So what Paul is saying here is that our participation in communion puts us into a deep fellowship with Christ and with one another. It reminds us that Christ suffering on the cross, that He shed His blood for us, that it's a personal thing. It's not a far off, distant thing. Thinking about the word koinonia and participation and fellowship in this Communion Sunday. And I thought about different places where this koinonia community is embodied and lived out. And I thought of three different places where we have this koinonia. One of them clearly is our body right here, the local body of believers at Whitmer Heights Mennonite Church. We also have a community that we're a part of within the larger body. And here I'm thinking of the larger body of Anabaptist Mennonites around the world, Mennonite World Conference. And that's why the theme has been to remember this on this global Communion Sunday. And I have a visual here Sometimes just when I look at a map, I'm just reminded of how huge the world is. And, you know, that's us right there in Lancaster County. And this is the world celebrating communion today. That's also our communion family. And then we also have a communion family right here in our community of Whitmer Heights neighbors and the Conestoga Valley. And so how do we participate? How do we share, as we're called to in this text, in these communion families? Participation and sharing means that we don't just show up and not do anything at all. It means to be actively involved. It means to share with one another. The text doesn't say, come and take the bread and wine and that's good enough. It says, participate, share in the bread and wine together. And I believe that one of the ways we do that is that we participate in these communities and we participate with God. That to share in communion and to participate is to die with Christ and to be raised to new life with Christ. In this communion families, we participate with God and with one another. If God is a God that loves people, all people across race and culture, socioeconomic divide, then our participation also has to model love with all people across race and culture and socioeconomic divide and mental health. If we serve a God of love and grace and mercy and justice, then we need to be a people that participates in love and grace and mercy and justice. If we read in the Gospels of a God that looks out for the most vulnerable and those often forgotten, then we need to participate with God by looking out for the vulnerable and those sometimes forgotten. If God welcomes the little children, then we need to participate with God by also welcoming little children into our family. The purpose of this Communion Sunday around the world is to remember again what God has done for us on the cross and the resurrection, and then to participate in that cross and resurrection. All of the ministries that Whitmer Heights does, whether it's the worship team or the grow team or the serve team or the mutual care team or the elders meeting together or even our partnership with First Step Mennonite, all of the different places where we're involved in the community and volunteer work, all of our Christian education and Sunday school time, all of that is part of our participation with God and one another. When we think about our Mennonite World Conference family, I'm reminded this morning that around the world, there's a lot of brokenness right now too. And we have brothers and sisters in our own Mennonite family who are living in persecution as well. And I think it's appropriate this morning as well, as we think about World Communion Sunday, that part of our participation in this family is remembering those in persecution as well. And so one of my invitations as well is for us to be praying and remembering those around the world who we can't take for granted, even the place of worship that we have and the safety that we have in our worship. How do we participate and remember those around the world who are suffering? We sang songs together from around the world. That's part of our participation. And then I think about our participation in the Conestoga Valley. Have you ever noticed how many churches there are right around us? We have, just within my own estimation, at least 5 churches within 2 miles of us, and it could be way more than that. There's churches everywhere in Lancaster County. Some are big, some are small, some ring church bells, some have fancy stained glass windows, some have early services, some have evening services. In some churches, the people kneel. In some, the people stand. Some churches do mission trips far away, and some do service projects in their neighborhoods. There are many different churches in our community because there are many different people in our community. And when we visit another church that does things a little bit differently than us, we realize that they aren't necessarily doing it wrong, they're just doing it differently. So this morning, as we think about participation in the body of Christ, I wonder if it could be helpful to think about all the churches around us in the Conestoga Valley right now who are trying to follow Jesus still, and they do it a little bit differently than us. Maybe their worship service looks a little bit differently. But how can we get to know them? How can we get to know other Christians who are also our neighbors? I think one place that happens is in the ministerium. I know Pastor Joel from Faith Church down the road, we had a pulpit exchange. And I know that at Thanksgiving and Christmas and Lent, there's different services in different churches in the local area where you can come together. We participate in this community as well. And how do we participate together at Whitmer Heights? This is our communion family as well. I was thinking about the syllabus and that participation and discussion points. I was thinking, you know, at Whitmer Heights, it might be similar in that we have people in this church who some really love to get involved and are more comfortable maybe speaking up front, worship leading, or lead us in singing. And then there's other people here in our body who are a little bit more behind the scenes. They maybe don't enjoy public speaking quite as much, and that's okay. And we all kind of participate in different ways. You know, Dave's good with numbers. He does the treasury. Thank you. We have people behind the scenes, you know, getting ready for communion. Trish got the bread machine here and helped put grape juice in the cups. You wouldn't have known that because it's behind the scenes, but yet that was a lot of work to get ready for this worship service. We have people who take care of the flowers, and it can completely go unnoticed to think about who actually is taking the time to do that. The amount of hours that go into preparing Sunday school classes, and especially like for the children and for the adults, and using gifts in that way. And then we have folks who are meeting every Tuesday morning and praying for our church. And again, you might not know that that was happening unless you were aware of someone that comes here every Tuesday morning and prays. We have a lot of people working on different teams. We have a mutual care team who's looking out for different needs in the church and maybe taking a meal. And then all of us take meals to different people at times. Or there's folks on the, not just the elders, but the church council who's meeting with First Deaf people as well. And we're thinking about how we're working together and how we are sharing our building and the maintenance. Man, that can go unnoticed, but all of the work of our maintenance people and keeping the boiler running in an old church. We all participate together in this body. We are a family. And as we participate and as we come to the communion table, we also want to be a body that is opening and inviting others to come to our family, to our communion family. And especially as I think about all the churches in our community, and the reality is all the churches, many of them are in the same place of, you know, asking, we need more volunteers, or we need more people to help with adult education or children education. And a lot of them maybe are declining in numbers and aging as well. And so when I think about being a church that invites and brings people, invites people to know Christ as their Lord and to inviting them to follow Jesus, how do we also do that in a way that is compassionate and working together with other churches who are also trying to do the same thing? This competition of who can have a better service or more attractive service, I don't think is the spirit of what God is getting at when he says, go and make disciples of all nations. And so how do we participate and invite others and work together? Maybe that's something for us to chew on this communion, World Communion Sunday. We participate in our communion family by doing community night as well, which is this Wednesday. And it's a great way to come together and to invite others as well from the community to get to know our community and family. But in all of this, we are reminded in this text this morning that we participate and we share with God and with one another. This koinonia family that has fellowship with one another and fellowship with God. We remember this communion Sunday, what Jesus did that night that he was betrayed, and has commanded his disciples to keep practicing, and has now been practiced for over 2,000 years, to remember what Christ has done on the cross, and to participate in that cross and resurrection. And so as we now move into our time of communion, we celebrate this communion with this communion family, while also remembering this communion family